Looking forward to the 2026 planting season. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. At the National Association Farm Broadcasters Convention, I had the chance to catch up with Wiffles Hybrids and Robbie Meeker, who is an agronomist in Illinois.
Give us some of the highlights what Wiffles saw of 2025 throughout the, I guess, planting and harvest season.
Yeah, I'd say 2025 was definitely challenging from start to finish, right? We started out dry in some areas, wet in some areas, cool in some areas, and it took a while to get the heat going, but when we finally got to the middle of June and then beyond, we really ramped up the heat, especially nighttime temperatures. It was very warm throughout a lot of the Corn Belt, and we sustained that warmth and dryness really up until now. I mean, it's still warm for being nearing the end of November, and we're relatively dry, I'd say, as the Corn Belt as a whole.
Well, anything big coming for 2026? I know it's never too early to start planning for next year, so.
Yeah, when we look at 2026, I think diversity is going to be key, right? The odds of a hybrid repeating itself of being the best in 25 and 26 is only about 5%. So when we look at that and we think about that, it's important to plant some of those, but it's also important to think about a genetically diverse and a trait diverse package as we move forward and try to cover your bases in all quadrants.
So any big recommendations or advice for next year?
Yeah, one of the big things that we do at Wiffles is we look at our products from a yield component analysis. So how does a hybrid build its yield? Is it later in the season? Is it in July right after pollination? But I think page 35 of our seed guide is a big piece of that, and it just builds on diversity, right? Because you don't want them all to build their yield late, or you don't want them all to build their yield early.
And another big thing on your guys' website, you have interactive maps. So as we get into planting and even harvest next year, something farmers should check out.
Yeah, all throughout the Corn Belt, we have growers submit their data of how they're progressing through planting as well as harvest. We do ask general yield estimates for where they feel, you know, above or below or right at average compared to year over year.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.